I'm gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network, this Election Day, Tuesday, November 4th, 2025 edition. Joining us as usual in this time slot, Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Are you getting out to vote no today on the COPESD? Increase millage for the special vocational technical schools, wanting more of our taxpayer dollars?
Yeah, I'm a fundamental believer that you should be able to read, write, and do math before you graduate high school and be prepared to go into the workforce or into higher education. And I don't think we're doing that with our high school kids right now. So why are we passing another tax increase for these things? I'm not really entirely sure. So, yeah, I'm definitely a no.
Yeah, I'm a no here in Antrim County for not the first, not the second, not the third time to build a new jail in Bel Air, Michigan. And I'm so fed up with these taxes, and I'm fed up with all these people not helping us get signatures for Ask My Tax. I just got so many things. I got a big donor I'm going to down personally going to close on Friday with him. He's going to buy a huge amount of radio and TV ads for the Ask My Tax effort in Detroit and Grand Rapids. And I just, for the life of me, I can't understand why people are so, it seems almost lackadaisical, lazy. They, I guess, don't mind paying more and more and more in property taxes. Ian, I just, for the life of me, I can't figure out why every single time, like at a 92% success rate, every time these special millages, proposals, bond renewals, whatever, come up on the ballot, why the heck do they pass?
Yeah, part of it's the off-year elections like this. To me, these things should only be on the regular ballots during regular elections. That, I think, is a big reason the voter turnout. The Democrats are very good at turning out the vote, especially on things like this. But to me, it's a fundamental misunderstanding, or not even understanding at all, that third-party purchases, which is exactly what government does, because some people, I know most of your listeners do, but a lot of people don't understand that the federal government or the state government doesn't make any money. Like, they don't have some store somewhere where they're generating revenue from, like a private business. Their income comes from our pocketbooks. And third-party purchasing, when you get that far away, the responsibility for that money being spent wisely is so disconnected. That's why we continue to get these millages after millages for these things that people want to bill them as small amounts, but they're not. When you start looking at how much money these things actually are, and then in our case here in Otsego County, with this COPESD millage, they don't have a plan for the money. You just say, well, it's going to go towards this, but you go to actually investigate where the money is going to go, and they cannot even tell you. The website changes nearly daily. So it just is another scam to put more money into a failing education system. It's unfortunate to say that, but that's just the truth.
Yeah, and like you said before, Otsego is already doing it. Sheboygan's already doing it. Presque Isle's already doing it. So why do we put money into a bureaucratic agency to administer dollars, which we know every single time government can't do it as well as the private sector. So why are we giving them the money?
Right, exactly. More, 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 take, take, take. That seems like that's all it is these days.
Yeah. Well, you sent me a text message, and when I read the name of the judges, I almost peed my pants. I was so excited. I was like, yes! And I responded, and you were like, yes, sir! And we got some big breaking news. Unfortunately, it's not happening soon enough, in my opinion, but you've got some news to share with folks about lawsuits, about things coming up. And also, I got a text from Cliff Tellini. He's the chairman of the board of the Presque County Board of Commissioners. We're going to talk about that as well with Ian Murphy, Iron Pig Smokehouses, Gaylord, Michigan. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, staying through the break, Ian Murphy, the owner of Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Ian, you sent me a text message, and it has to do with, I believe, the appellate courts. Why don't you tell the folks what you sent me and what does it mean?
Yeah, so 5 years ago, people probably remember, you know, the Iron Pig kind of stayed open during the shutdowns, kind of got our liquor license taken for 90 days. All kinds of hijinks ensued. Government came after me, blah, blah, blah. Fast forward to spring of 2020, we actually filed a lawsuit against our local health department. So we won, knocking down the state statute that locked everybody down, mask mandates on the kids, all that stuff. We knocked down the state version of that. We then decided we wanted to come after the local version of that state law. 2022, that got wiped out by Judge Hunter as well. I'm sorry, 2023, that got wiped out by Judge Hunter as well. What he didn't address was four other statutes that we had brought to him in that lawsuit. He only ruled on the one. Now, the couple of others are adjacent and have very similar language that Judge Hunter pointed out as very problematic and very ambiguous. To limit the gathering of people for any purpose and may establish procedures was the line in 2253 and 2453 that are identical that Judge Hunter said was just way too ambiguous. So we also gave him four more he never addressed. So I'm a crazy person and said, no, I want these other four laws looked at in the same fashion as unconstitutional and extremely ambiguous. There's no guardrails, as we like to say. So Judge Hunter didn't address those four. We decided to appeal to the appellate court to have three panel judges look at these four additional statutes. I got notice December 10th at 11 a.m. down in Lansing in the Court of Appeals. Finally, they have scheduled our appeal for a hearing. Finally, we've been waiting about 2 years for this now. It's just been sitting in the Court of Appeals waiting to get scheduled. So finally, nearly 5 years to the day, we're going to be in court fighting COVID mandate laws again. Now, we're the last one at the party, if we can call it that, that is still fighting to remove the power that the health department specifically had that locked us down for the better part of two and a half years. So, Yahoo, we're going back to court December 10th, 11 a.m., down in Lansing. We're trying to put together a rally down there for that day. I believe it's a Wednesday. So Iron Pig is moving forward once again.
Yes, Wednesday, December 10th. At what time?
11 a.m.
11 a.m. in the morning. So we get down there early, have a rally, get a lot of people to show up. And then is this going to be a public hearing open to the public, or do they do that in private with just you and the attorneys?
It should be open to the public.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Now, you sent me the notice, and I was so excited to see two of the judges. By the way, I went back through my records that I keep, and I found that I had both Brock Schwartzel as well as Colleen O'Brien on my show back in the day when they were nominated by Governor Rick Snyder to the bench. And one was done at a state convention by precinct delegates, and the other was an appointment who got reappointed to the bench. These are very commonsensical rule of law, I would guess, is what you would call them, in my opinion. Do you have a similar opinion about those two particular judges that will be hearing your case?
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about Colleen O'Brien. I do know a fair amount about Brock Schwartzel. I wish that he had made his way to the Michigan Supreme Court. I think he is an awfully good jurist. Like you said, I think he is common sense, pretty down the middle. Most of these jurists need to be sitting on the Constitution with everything that they are talking about. And it seems like, you know, even our Michigan Supreme Court is just moving way away from Michigan's Constitution. So I know at least two of these three jurists are going to be very open-minded to the arguments that we're making, especially the vesting clauses argument that we're making, which is simply put just saying that there is no language in any part of the Constitution that allows one branch of government to take the power that the Constitution has given them, basically usurping. And that's essentially what the health department did during the pandemic. And that's what we're seeing the Michigan Public Service Commission doing right now with wind, solar, and battery, is they're writing the law. They're filling in the gaps. The legislature passed a law, and then the Michigan Public Service Commission comes out with Public Act 233, basically rewriting or filling in the gaps. That's the problem that we had with the health department during the pandemic, to limit the gathering of people for any purpose that may establish procedures. Gave us sign-in sheets, gave us the arrows on the floor. You can't buy paint. You can't get seeds. So many of these silly things that were never enumerated in that law that's now unconstitutional. So we're going back to the table to take four more of those ambiguous health laws out of the system. That's what we're going for.
Well, I got a text message from Cliff Tellini. He's a board of commissioner for, I believe, Alice Township area of Presque Isle. He's also the chairman of the board. There is a public hearing scheduled for November 20th, basically 16 days from today. That is going to be Thursday, November 20th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bismarck Township Hall, 7662 Klaus Road, Hawks, Michigan, for the Presque Isle County Planning Commission to consider a special use permit for Mulkey Ridge Wind LLC, a company from Greenwich, Connecticut. They are proposing 40 wind turbines in Mulkey and Belknap and Bismarck townships. We need everybody to show up and speak in opposition to these ridiculous projects. I don't know, maybe an attorney by the name of David Delaney gets up and threatens a lawsuit against the Planning Commission, because this is where we absolutely, Ian, have the ability to stop these projects, is at the Planning Commission stages when they're taking public comment. If enough people show up with their pitchforks and they threaten a lawsuit, maybe, just maybe, these Planning Commissions go, you know what, I don't want to be sued. I don't want the township, the county, to be sued for these projects, so maybe we should vote no on this. Is that not something that the people need to do?
I mean, definitely need to show up. Definitely need your voices to be heard. That is 100% accurate in any situation, any especially zoning situation that's happening. The trick is that they've screwed up Public Act 233 so badly. We now have judicial conflict between counties. You know, we've got a ruling in Otsego County that says Public Act 233 has no bearing on a solar, industrial solar development. Well, how can that not also be the case in Presque Isle or Sheboygan or Ottawa County? So what? This is where things get really, really messy, right? Because that developer in Presque Isle and even in Sheboygan County, they can go, if the Planning Commission denies their special use permit or denies any application, even if it's not a special use permit, it's an application for wind, solar, or battery facility. If they deny it, the developer, as it stands right now, the developer can go right to the Michigan Public Service Commission. Now, there's only been one instance that I know of that the developer has gone to the Service Commission, and MPSC basically kicked it right back down and said, you guys need to figure this out down at the local level. We don't want to have any part of this, which is kind of counterintuitive to why Public Act 233 was even written the way that it was. But the reason why is because the state doesn't really want to be on the hook for these developments. But at the same time, there's only one way, especially fast, to get these developments cited, and that's to have a three-person, non-elected panel like the Michigan Public Service Commission that can just say, oh, yeah, we'll rubber stamp that deal.
But see, so, on that point...
yes, it's a great idea.
Yeah, but on that point, I want you to think about this. We're heading into an election year. And I know you've been telling the Planning Commissions, go ahead and approve it, and then we're going to step in and sue you locally, and we're going to keep it in the local courts. I almost want one case like this one, where the people show up with pitchforks and they threaten lawsuits and all kinds of stuff, and the Planning Commission denies it. I almost want it to go to the Michigan Public Service Commission, and I want them to overrule the local planning commission, the will of the people, and approve the permit. Because at that point, I think David Delaney could step in and file a lawsuit against the Michigan Public Service Commission usurping the local planning commission's decision and tie Public Act 233 up in court and delay these projects from going forward, why we force judges and state judges to absolutely rule on Public Act 233. We've got to figure out a two-prong approach to this. Am I wrong in my thinking?
No, you're not wrong. No, the case that you need to watch is the case out of St. Clair County.
Okay.
I believe it's DTE. DTE has sued St. Clair County because the commission said, we don't want it. And they said, no. And DTE came in and sued them. to the point where the health department in St. Clair County wrote a health order saying that the solar development is actually going to negatively impact the safety and welfare of the people in St. Clair County. Now, we actually use that medical order in our lawsuit. So that's the one that you have to watch there on that one. The problem with taking a lawsuit to the Michigan Public Service Commission is that it is going to go to the Court of Claims. Now, you're not entirely incorrect when you say take on the Michigan Public Service Commission and tie them up in court. The key on that would be getting a judge in the government's Court of Claims to issue a stay. That would be the key on that one, is that they would, you would have to argue to issue a stay for any new applications to be approved by the Michigan Public Service Commission. In order for that strategy to work, that's what you've got to do, is you've got to somehow convince that Court of Claims judge, and a Court of Claims is not an even court. I mean, they're skewed to the government. Anytime you sue a government agency, that's the court that you go into. We specifically stayed out of the Court of Claims, not trying to sue the state health department, not trying to sue the local health department in that jurisdiction. We did it locally and have been extremely successful. That's why we believe the local is the better way to go. But that doesn't mean that trying to get a stay in the Court of Claims isn't a bad idea.
Right.
It's iffy, but it doesn't mean that somebody shouldn't be trying it, right? I mean, we need to attack this thing from every possible angle.
Right.
And if St. Clair has something going on, then maybe you're right. Maybe we do need somebody to directly challenge the MPSC, even if it does mean going into the swamp.
Right. Let's see. Cliff is listening to this conversation. He's on the Planning Commission and informed the members to vote no. They just got the plan just 3 days ago. It has to go to the MPSC to get hearing in the courts. 79 state entities have the MPSC in appeals court right now over Public Act 233.
Don't care. Wow. Don't care about that. That honestly, Randy, that lawsuit is useless. And I hate to say that. I don't want to be negative.
Yeah.
But let's say that is successful. That wins. MPSC can issue another public act. And
Got
then you're
it.
Starting all over again.
Hey, can you...